Welcome everybody to another edition of Amplify Your Business. On today's show, we're going to be talking about content marketing. And we have a special guest today. It's Afton Brezani from Scribe National. So Afton, you're the founder over there. You started this company, what, 2.5 years ago?
That's right. Yes, in 2019, in the fall of that year.
Okay, so interesting timing to start this business. We'll get into that in a minute. So let's first get a snapshot as to what you do over there at Scribe National.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, thank you so much for having me on. It's really great to, you know, be a part of this podcast and share my story with your listeners. So at Scribe National, we focus on three things, and that's brand messaging, content strategy, and content writing. And so we've got two sides to our business. And the first is really doing those done for you services for companies. We've had the pleasure of working with about 50 plus companies in our 2.5 years. And those are companies that are right from billion-dollar enterprises all the way through to solopreneurs. And we help them with that execution, that creation of the messaging and strategy, as well as that execution of the content writing, because it's something that we know is so, so important, but there's only so many hours in the day. And so we come in and help with that. The other side of things we do at Scribe National is content marketing education. And so we help entrepreneurs learn how to create their own brand messaging and content strategies with our guidance to really catapult their sales and create an undeniable brand.
Yeah, content is key and king now, right? I mean, there's so many strategies around content marketing and how to use it effectively to really drive your business forward, position yourself as an expert in that field in which you are operating within, and such a critical piece to the overall marketing mix. So I'm just really excited that you're on this show today, because you're going to really, the information you're going to be providing is going to help a ton of our audience. And so when it comes to content marketing, what are some of the key do's and maybe don'ts that you really coach people through or train people on when you're trying to teach them how to do it themselves?
That's a great question. So I think that the key thing to remember is that content marketing is about relationships. And so that helps keep it really simple, because honestly, I think we probably both know as marketers that the industry can become quite technical. It's changing rapidly, it's advancing rapidly, and that's a great thing. Like there's obviously a lot of great software and ways of analyzing data in marketing that, you know, are helpful to us in terms of understanding what's actually driving growth in our business. But that being said, I think we need to remember that at the end of the day, it's about relationships and it's about storytelling. And so, you know, we can have all the software and all the data in the world, but just really remembering that if you have a strong story and you know who you're telling it to and you know what the purpose of that story is, and you're able to tell it in a compelling way, that's the foundation of good content marketing. And so I think just remembering that, that's one do that I would say is like remembering to keep it simple.
Yeah. And I really love the fact that you were talking about, you know, knowing what the purpose of that content piece is, because I think there is different purposes depending on where that video is going to be kind of placed in front of the audience, whether it's a platform or whether it's within, you know, that journey that they're taking to become hopefully a customer of yours, right? And so can you expand upon the purpose part of it and how you coach people to make sure that they are attacking the content writing from that perspective?
Yeah, of course. So I think obviously, you know, the purpose of the content, first and foremost, we need to know our audience really well to be clear on the purpose. But let's say that, you know, that's covered off. I think a lot of business owners do have a very good handle on knowing their audience, but we always want to make sure we start there. But then thinking of the purpose of a piece of content and you know, why do we need to do this? I just want to talk about that for a second. As entrepreneurs, especially, we have so many competing priorities that if we're creating content without really thinking about the purpose, it can be really easy to get burnt out and to feel like you're just churning out content that isn't having an impact. And so to avoid kind of that burnout, that frustration, you know, that pressure to constantly produce, which is certainly something that happens with entrepreneurs trying to market themselves online. I think that just going back to the purpose and saying, okay, well, is the purpose, like, again, we need a wide variety. So perhaps there's a piece of content that you share that's just simply telling your personal story, you know, explaining your values so that people can begin to get to know you and build that trust. Whereas you could be, you know, at a different stage of sort of the marketing funnel. The funnel is more of a circle nowadays. It's not totally a linear experience, especially in the B2B world. But let's say that you're trying to communicate a little bit more sophisticated educational information to either present a thought leadership perspective or, you know, to really help people get clear on what you do. That's a whole other purpose, right? That's completely different than sharing your values. Of course, the purpose of other pieces of content, and we want to keep this one to a minimum, but the purpose of some is really to make a sales pitch. You know, we're always going to have those. We want them to be sprinkled in a little bit more sporadically. But again, it just helps you understand, you know, what am I trying to accomplish with this piece of content? And then what does it need to contain in order to enable me to accomplish what I set out?
Excellent. Okay. So that's one of the major do's, and you were, I think, going to transition into some don'ts before I interrupted you there. So what kind of don'ts do we focus on?
Yeah. So I think just one thing is like trying to be everything to everyone and trying to be everywhere. So those are sort of like one or two things, I guess, mixed together. But basically what I mean by that is that, and I even felt like as a content marketer, I really felt the pressure to be on every single platform that there possibly is, right? And like, I think the only thing I actually haven't done is gotten on TikTok, which again, even that, it's growing as a B2B channel. So it's like the pressure's still there, you know, you still think, oh, well, should I be doing this? But I think that depending on the size of your team, and particularly if you're an entrepreneur that's doing your own marketing, it's just really not sustainable or feasible to be everywhere and to try to be everything to everyone. And you will see better results if you narrow your focus. So at the beginning of this year, for example, I kind of started actually practicing what I preach to my clients. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm advising clients that they don't have to be everywhere and not to give into that pressure, why am I doing it myself? And sometimes it's hard to take our own advice. But I kind of went all in on LinkedIn, you know, and I've been seeing great results from that. So that's just an example. But I think that the more we can really think about where does it make the most sense for either as an entrepreneur, for yourself to have a personal brand or, you know, to be showing up for your company, where does that make the most sense? And then how can you do that with the highest level of excellence possible, as opposed to spreading yourself thin over like so many marketing channels?
Yeah. And I love that you brought this up, because I think that there's a lot of entrepreneurs that, like you said, spread themselves too thin. They are focused on doing too many channels, too many things, and they're wearing so many hats. And so it's, you're giving them the permission, I think, and the advice at the same time to not do that, because it is a mistake, because you need to go deep within the channel as opposed to wide in order to build the relationships. Because at the end of the day, people buy things from people. That's always going to be the case. And so if you can go deeper into those relationships, build that, that's going to build trust. And that's going to also then in turn enhance your ability to sell something to them. So yeah, I love that you've given us permission to not do that, because I think that we need that, right? Like it's because everybody's being told right now in particular, are you on TikTok yet? Or you need to be on TikTok. TikTok is the best platform because it has the best organic reach and so on. But if you're not doing it well, it doesn't matter what you do, you're not still not going to get that reach and you're not going to turn it into sales.
Exactly. And I think we have to remember as entrepreneurs, like depending on the size of your company and your team. So for example, when I started Scribe National, I was reading a lot of resources from HubSpot.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where along the way I decided that I needed to be doing all of the kinds of content. I mean, HubSpot is a massive company. Like there's no way that I could produce. Like we just get so caught up. So I think it's giving yourself the permission, but also reminding yourself, because we forget and it's like, nope, stick to it, stick to the original plan. So
yeah. Discipline in that, right? Cut through all the noise of all the things that you need to be doing. And I love your comparison to HubSpot, because yeah, like they probably have a team literally of 50 writers.
It's like ridiculous that I thought that I should do the same types of content that they do.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey. So you started the company 2.5 years ago. Before that, what were you doing? Did you have a background in entrepreneurship, business? What was your background?
Yeah, so my background is as a reporter. So I went to school for journalism. I did that for a little bit before crossing over into what we always called the dark side, which is public relations. And it's so funny because public relations people, in my experience, always have like the kindest view of journalists. Yet the journalists have like this jaded view of the public relations people. And having been on both sides, you realize like it's actually a harmonious relationship that needs to work together. But anyway, so that's what they called it, was crossing over to the dark side. So I worked in different companies in marketing and communications roles for about 10 years prior to starting Scribe. And I was actually still working full time when I started the company. So I was working at an arts institution that was about 90 years old, you know, felt like super stable job, pension plan, you know, all of those things. We had a lovely team. It was a great place to work. And then it kind of got to the point where Scribe was taking off a little bit more. It was really my passion because I love writing and I wasn't doing that as much in my day job. And so kind of going back to my journalism roots and really trying to, you know, do the content writing for folks. And then it kind of got to the point where it was like, I'm going to have to either, you know, do this full time or I can't really serve clients at the level that I want to. And so March 2020 rolls around and 75% of the staff at the company that I worked at were laid off. And so the decision was kind of made for me. And since then, Scribe has just really, really taken off. And so it honestly was a blessing in disguise, I would say. It was really a pivotal moment in my entrepreneurial journey that I wasn't really sure was going to be an entrepreneurial journey. And then, you know, I went all in with it.
Okay, so the pandemic is what actually forced you into going full time into this venture. Yeah. So at that moment, then what was the mix in terms of exhilaration and fear, I guess?
Actually, I was actually really happy. I have to say, I was really happy because I had been agonizing over the decision, and so I was actually like, I think it was just the lack of control that I had over it. It was like, well, you know, I probably would have just kept agonizing there was nothing I could do about it. And so I was like, I'm just going to see what happens. And I think there's always obviously a little bit of fear with anything, but I think it would have been different had I decided to do it on my own without that external factor of the pandemic, because I was just sort of like, I have to do this now.
Yeah, no choice. It's kind of, it's all almost like that analogy, right, of burning the boats and when there's no way of turning back. So let's
exactly.
Just
go forward. Yeah, just going forward. You're totally right.
Yeah, awesome. Now, interestingly, I think in terms of timing, that might have been like one of the best timing. And I don't know, I'm going to get this from you now as to what your thoughts are on that. But there's a lot of businesses at that point that needed to shift their strategy to creating, you know, some other means of attracting customers and speaking to those customers because they couldn't do it in person. And so a lot of it went online. And I mean, it's a content driven online world now. So did you perceive it as being like that this actually increased your opportunities then, the timing of everything, or was it still really difficult to get those customers that you needed to really sustain yourself in those early days?
So what I'd say first, and I always like to recognize, is that across industries, there have just been so many different experiences. And so, yes, to your point, I think for a lot of marketers, it actually was quite beneficial. I mean, that being said, like I have clients in industries that really, really struggled. And so I think it never kind of goes unnoticed. And I just like to acknowledge that. But yes, I do think that for a lot of digital businesses, it was actually beneficial to growth. And so obviously in the first, like I would say from March to June of 2020, I think pretty much everyone was just trying to figure out what the heck was going on and just trying to find their feet. And so that time was still, I think, a little bit early days to kind of really be taking off. But I mean, honestly, from the summer of 2020, it's just been like nonstop. So it is quite good. That's a good time to have an online business, I'd say, for sure.
Yeah, awesome. That's really exciting. And I'm glad to hear that you found some success there, because there were so many other businesses and industries that really suffered. And so there was, like you said, it was advantageous to be in the online business model for sure. So one question that I'm just wondering is, what sets you apart or Scribe National apart from other copywriting companies? Is there anything that's kind of in the secret sauce that you guys are doing over there that that maybe hasn't been done in other places, or they just don't focus on the same things that you do?
That's a really great question. And I think in terms of what we know, what we do and don't focus on. So our number one value as a company is excellence. And I am just beyond committed, because I think that in the marketing industry, we see a lot of very sort of trendy or flashy or, you know, fun tactics. And I mean, those, it's great to explore things. Like, I'm not saying not to do that. But what I have seen is that there's a gap in the industry with impeccable writing. And so that is what we fill at Scribe National. And we are absolutely committed to having impeccable writing, because you can have the fanciest website in the world, or, you know, the best reels or whatever, but if you can't clearly, concisely communicate a compelling message to your audience, then those other things are just sort of window dressing on something that isn't really substantial. And so that's what we really bring, is a commitment to excellence in those foundational basics of writing that I just think gets so overlooked today. You know, I'm still a long form content person. Like, I, and again, I think, you know, other things, like, I'm not disparaging them by any means, but there's just something to be said for that, you know, that really story rich long form content.
Yeah, I think you're bang on. And I love when I was on your website. So the opening tagline is amplify your voice. And I just love that, because our business, when I started Ample Media a little over a decade ago, we were just doing animated explainer videos. And, you know, the same kind of thing where you had to be really concise and compelling with very few words, because you needed the videos to be relatively short, but mostly for our clients from a cost standpoint, just to keep the cost down, but also from an attention span standpoint as well. And so our tagline at that time was amplify your message with motion, because of the motion graphic animations that we were doing, right? And so it's very much that way. And then, you know, that's carried forward in some of our marketing, as in the name of this show, Amplify Your Business. And so, yeah, it's very, very much, there's a huge alignment there in terms of the strategy and the philosophy that you take to the writing component that I really appreciate, because we apply that across all the things that we do here at Ample Media. So yeah, really cool.
Yeah. No, I love what you said about that too. I think we're definitely aligned in that area.
So now I'm just wondering about lessons learned. It's been 2.5 years that you've been in business, you know, most of it within the pandemic. And so I'm just curious, is there anything that you've picked up along the way that might be a really good lesson that our audience could also benefit from?
Oh my goodness. There are so many. So I'll just give a couple of things that come to mind first. So something that's very timely for me right now, because we are just launching this new group programming and education side to the business. The lesson is that, like, things take time. And I know that that's, I know we talk about that in entrepreneurship, but we really have to be willing to sit with that and to understand that, like, it's much easier for me now to tell myself that now that I've seen the initial success that we've had at Scribe National, I'm launching something from scratch. It's like back to the drawing board. And I know that I have to be patient and stay the course, and that it's never going to be overnight results. But I think that it's more difficult to really trust in that lesson when you're first starting a business. And it's totally understandable. And especially if it is someone's first journey into entrepreneurship, like, you really don't know how it's going to go. But I think just sort of having that trust, even if you're uncertain, and just knowing that it's that actually the small actions you take, and if you do them consistently, and if you come to the work that you do from a place of service, I just really don't see how it can go wrong. I really believe that it's like the consistency, the commitment to service, and then just knowing that, like, no, you're not going to have results in a week, but, like, if I look back 2.5 years ago, I never would have thought my business would be where it is today. So I think just knowing and trying to be patient and know that things take time, that was definitely something I had to learn for sure.
Commitment to service. I love that you mentioned that, because that's actually one of the primary, you know, value mantras that we have here at Ample Media, is to serve first, because it just seems like any time that I have the opportunity to help somebody, to serve somebody, somehow the universe provides something equally or usually greater in return. And so I love that that's an area that you've really touched on as well.
Yeah. So that's actually, so another one of our core values is dedication. And so again, obviously that's primarily like within the work we do with our clients, of course, but I agree with you. Like I take it outside of that. And I actually, because in the beginning of the pandemic, just to kind of go back to that for a second, obviously like everyone was at home and so many things were happening virtually. And at that time I had connected with so many new people all over the world, just over Zoom calls. And I also, and like, this is a lesson too, but also kind of tied into the service aspect. You just never know, like, just don't go into a conversation from a transactional standpoint. Like always, I mean, obviously as business owners, we have actual sales calls and things like that. But what I mean is connect with people and just see where it goes. Like, see how you can help them, see how they can help you. It's, you know, the relationships that we build early on can carry us for years. And especially because I do a lot of work with B2B, that sales cycle is very, very long. And you don't ever want to discount someone that like you've talked to a year ago. You don't know how valuable that relationship could be in the future. So come to it from a place of service whenever you can.
Yeah, fantastic. I just love the alignment. It's really refreshing to hear that. And we've never met each other. We've never had a conversation prior to this. And
so I know.
There's just so many things where it's just like, wow, we're right on the same page. That's really exciting. So thank you, Afton. I really appreciate taking the time today to share some of your ideas, some of your thoughts, some of the lessons that you've learned along the way, as well as those tips in terms of content marketing. Now, if anybody wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do so?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, scribenational.ca, connect with us there. I'm also quite active on LinkedIn. So we have our company page, Scribe National. And then I do have my personal page. It's Afton Aikens, though. It's my maiden name. So it's Aikens. And I am on Instagram as well at Afton Brazzoni.
Thank you again, Afton. I really appreciate it. And so for those of you who enjoyed this episode, head over to amplifyyourbusiness.ca. You'll find all of our episodes there. And if you happen to be a business that has a story that you want to share, there's an application form to be a future guest. So fill that out if you are so inclined. So Afton, thank you again. Really appreciate your time. And to everybody else, enjoy this beautiful spring weather.
Thank you so much. Take care.